You're tuned to Deadly Choices Radio with your host, Sinead Clements.
Yes, that's right, you mob. You're listening to the Deadly Choices Radio Show here on Triple A Murray Country. And yeah, happy Wednesday night. But before I go ahead, I'd like to acknowledge my traditional custodians here on Yuggera and Turrbal land and in Meanjin from where we're broadcasting from tonight, and acknowledge all of our traditional elders, both past and present. And I'd like to acknowledge also that I'm a Kalkatungu, Birra and Jitterbal woman from far north Queensland. And you know what? It's coming up to NAIDOC week. And it's my favourite time of the week. But it's always exciting to have a blackout and catch up with the mob and really embrace our First Nations mob throughout all of Australia. And remember, you know, our history as well as you know, get excited for the future too. So, you know, Deadly Choices here, we always, it's kind of like NAIDOC every day, but we always are talking about a better life, a better, healthier life. So that can be anywhere from eating healthy, remaining active in both body, mind and spirit, ensuring you keep up to date with them 715 health checks and get yourself a mad Deadly Choices shirt at the end of it. Also, you know, resisting the temptation to take up smoking. It's better the preventative health. That's what we're always talking about here. But also taking the right steps to quit smoking for you and your mob. And it may take you a few tries, but every try, every attempt counts. And it's a little step closer to where you want to be. It's so sad to see all the how much cigarettes affect our mob, how much, you know, it's shortening our lives and our young ones even starting far too early, or, you know, shouldn't be starting at all. But it's so it's heartbreaking too as well to see so in our community the effects of it. And honestly, it costs a bit too much money. You know, get yourself a better habit that costs you a lot less money these days. And, you know, meditating is free. Hey, you know, you can always try that. But anyway, we're going to kick off the show. We'll have a few interviews from our senior games, our elders games. Their mob, they get together twice a year. And I'll tell you what, they're competitive. But it's deadly to have their mob back out and about. You know, it's been COVID, been a long couple of years. So, yeah, I'm excited to hear from them. We have Tamika Upton, one of our Deadly Choices ambassadors. She just had a really good game for the Women's Origin, State of Origin there against New South Wales. Unfortunately, didn't come up with the win, but it was a deadly game nonetheless. She has a yarn with Wes Conlon, who is the captain for Purga Wagtails. They're the reigning champs for Queensland Murray Carnival. We'll also have a yarn to our Dr. Richard Mills around COVID-19 and what we should keep in mind, especially in the colder months. You know, looking after our body is so important. But now we're going to hear from our a few interviews, actually, from our senior games. We have some participants there, some ambassadors, just saying how much they love to see the mob, our elders, get back out and about in our community, and as well as exercise. Can't say the word, but exercise. So they meet up twice a year across Southeast Queensland. You know, from Matadipi. I know sometimes you come from Roma and Charleville, as far as, you know, out west. Definitely down in the Gold Coast and all throughout Brisbane here too. They come together, they have groups of, I don't know, I think it's groups of five or six, maybe a bit more. But you know, they just participate in all sorts of things, darts, bowling, you know, nothing too strenuous, but it's all about the socialization there, you know, getting your body moving, of course, healthy lunch, of course, but to see our mob, you know, our elders get back out, have a yarn, socialize and really pick up from where they left off, meet new people, reconnect with their old friends there too, and come back together, particularly after COVID. It's been a frightening couple of years for them, you know, 2.5 years now. So it's deadly to see all their faces. And I tell you what, they're competitive and they still got those skills. I am not kidding you. Their skills is up to date. Some of their hand-eye coordination, I know some have been practicing because it's better than mine at times. But yeah, take a listen to a few of our interviews from the mob at the seniors, at the Deadly Choices Seniors Elders Game.
Dusty Fraser here at the Indigenous Senior Games. This is the Gold Cup. This is where all our programs come together around the Great Southeast and compete for one big cup. All these teams that are nominated here, or entered here, are all our program groups from each clinic around the Great Southeast, from the Iwi clinics or any Aboriginal Community Control Health Service that's associated with Deadly Choices. And the programs are there for social inclusion, also brain exercise, physical activity, and where we can keep a range of things like data collection and everything that like that goes with the programs. But today is their day. This is where they all come to compete against each other and also make new friends, see old friends, and have a good time.
Hey, you mob. I'm Brooke Carson. I'm here with DC Ambassador Willie Tonga. Willie, how are you going today?
I'm good, thanks, sis.
Tell us your mob and where you're from.
Yeah, my mob's Wiradjuri, from a little country town called Peakhill down in New South Wales.
And tell us whose team you're on today.
I'm with the Ipswich mob.
And what's been your favourite game so far?
My favourite game would probably be the darts. Yeah, I enjoyed the darts myself, so it's good to see them playing it as well.
And what's today all about for our elders and yourself?
Yeah, look, I love coming to the elders' games. It's all about, you know, bringing them together and, you know, meeting up, catching up and just having a good laugh, especially around the time that, around COVID, it's been pretty tough with mob catching up. So it's always good to see everybody come together and especially when they haven't seen each other for a long time as well.
And finally, what's your deadly choice?
My deadly choice, even though it's winter, it's still hot, the sun's out, so drink a lot of water.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, thank you.
Thank you.
We've got Merv here. Merv, how's the day going for you?
Great, yeah, really good. We're all enjoying ourselves. Yeah. Everyone's getting on well. So, only had a few fights with Jimmy.
And Jimmy's over there. Yeah. It is a great day, and yeah, that's what it's all about, and just coming out and meeting them all.
Yeah, it is. And I'm from right up north, so it's really good because meeting a lot of different people. I've been down here a fair few years, but I've only been with the clinic about 3 years now.
Okay.
So it's been good. Yeah.
Yeah, and I see you wearing that deadly hat.
Ah, it's the greatest. I've got to get you to sign it later.
Yeah, I will. Oh, well, thanks for the chat, mate.
You're right.
So we've got Vernon here. You're from which clinic?
Chinchilla. I'm born in Chinchilla.
Born in Chinchilla?
Yeah.
Yeah, but who are you with today?
Who?
What clinic?
Kabalabar Clinic.
Kabalabar? Yeah. Yeah, so Yulurubar. So yeah. I caught up with you last week over at Stratty. That was, you were practicing for today.
Yeah, it was good. That was a good day, that.
Yeah, it was. What do you get out of the days like today? What's your favourite part?
Oh, just getting out and mingling and getting together with other groups and enjoying the day out. Yeah,
you get pretty competitive?
Oh, no, I'm not a competitive bloke. I'm not a competitive.
No, just, it's a good day, but it's all about just getting out and catching up with the mob.
That's it, yeah, having fun and meeting the mob and, yeah, enjoying yourself.
That's awesome. Yeah, thanks
yeah.
for your chat, mate.
Thank you.
All right, we've got Tracy Thompson, our Deadly Choices Ambassador. Trace, what's today, the Elders game? What's it mean to you?
Oh, to me, it means everything. You know, these are our Elders here today, and seeing them out and about, the smiles on their faces, the excitement, to me, that's priceless. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, you know, we talk about that, and we keep these guys active, but it's more the well-being today, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure, you know. I remember when I was doing the stuff in Logan, some of the elders down there, before they started, they were just sitting at home doing nothing. Yeah. And then, you know, they got an opportunity to participate in the elders' games. And like I said, they're acting like they're 21 again. And that, to me, that's why I love coming down to these days. These are the favourite days for me.
And like, you've been around with Deadly Choices now for a while. What about the growth we've seen in the elders' game?
Oh, it's crazy. I remember, you know, when it first started, there was only a couple of teams, but there's like over, 200 people here today. So, yeah. You know, obviously word gets out and you know, it's just, like I said, it's priceless.
Your favourite team, do you have one?
I'm on the fence there. No, everyone's my team here today. Because if I started going sides, I think that'll hunt me down and throw bowling balls at me or something.
Oh, well done. Well said. So, thank you.
No, all good. Thank you, Steve.
Tyron Roberts, Deadly Choices Ambassador, mate. Special day today. We always look forward to these days.
Yeah, definitely. I know all our elders are very competitive, and I know our cow mob's doing mad down there. But yeah, it's very important for our elders to get out there and do some physical activity.
I asked all the others, and you just said you always got a favourite team.
Yeah, Cowan. Gold Coast mob. Yeah, I spend a lot of time there. You know, they yarn up and we do a lot of stuff down with the elders there. So no, they love this day, and you know, like I said, it's very important for our mob and our elders to get out and do some physical activity.
Yeah, you know, and that's, you know, they get the physical activity, but also it's just that getting out and meeting and having a chat to everyone.
Yeah, just having a yarn, you know, to catch up. I don't know, especially for that all that COVID period, you know, our elders didn't really get to do much. They were indoors, and yeah, this is a great opportunity for them to yarn and, you know, speak about and have, you know, talk about their health and, you know, obviously do some physical activity.
Yeah, it's great, hey, mate. I got to mention this. Obviously, Queensland won up in the Origin Series. I know you're a Blues boy. What do you think about the second go?
Oh, mate, it's in Perth. I think last time we went over Perth, we flogged Queensland. So hopefully that happens again. The boys can bounce back. You know, it's in the past now. Just got to move forward. And like I said, you know, we don't want to lose another one. Otherwise, the third one's just boring.
Yeah. Well, I hope they do lose. But anyway, thanks, Tyrone.
Cheers, Dave.
Well, there you go, you mob. It's Triple A Murray Country here, the Deadly Choices show. I'm hanging out with you on your Wednesday night. It's a bit chilly, and I don't know what this weather's doing, but I have been enjoying the sunshine coming in. I was actually up at Cairns on Gimay Country last week, so it was definitely shorter. You know, get warmer weather, so I'm rugging up now, but I can't believe, you know, our elders are still, you know, getting out even in this colder weather and making sure they're active and move their body. So it's no excuse for us not to move our younger generation, not to move our body, but I think it just reminds you of the importance of staying connected and socializing. And, you know, once you get a chance to get face-to-face contact and, you know, give your old friends a hug too here and there, it's so important to reconnect right at this time too, you know, after a couple of long years of a pandemic even, you know. So now we're going to head to a bit of music and we'll be back very soon.
on a radio. He tuned it to a country show. I was rocking in the cradle to the crying of a steel guitar. Mama used to sing to me. She taught me that sweet harmony. Now she worries cause she never thought I'd ever really take it this far. Singing in the bars and chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody. Just wanna be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. An atlas and a coffee cup. Five pickers and an old Dodge truck. Heading down to Houston for a show on Saturday night. Well, this overhead is killing me. Half the time I sing for free. When the crowd's into it, Lord, it makes this thing I'm doing seem right. Standing in the spotlight, chasing that neon rainbow. I'm living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody. Just wanna be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. Daddy's got a radio. He wanted 30 years ago. He said, son, I just know we're gonna hear you singing on it someday. Well, I made it up to Music Row. Lordy, don't the wheels turn slow. Still, I wouldn't trade a minute. I wouldn't have it any other way. Just show me to the stage, I'm chasing that neon rainbow. I'm living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick this guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody. Just wanna be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. Oh, I'm chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream.
Which way? Welcome back, you mob. This is Triple A, Murray Country, the Deadly Choices show. Now, I'm cruising around with you on your Wednesday night, but one of the biggest calendar events of the year for Deadly Choices is our Queensland Murray Carnival. We also call it QMC because, you know, it's a bit of a mouthful. Anyway, you know, it's a rugby league carnival for all of our mob in Queensland here. And, you know, definitely you have mob who travel from out of state, but there's mob from all around the state who come together to play rugby league over a couple of days here, usually a 4-day period. And then, you know, we have our juniors earlier on the week, but that's going to be happening at the Redcliffe Dolphin Morton Daly Stadium. And I was at that stadium not too long ago, and I tell you what, it's flash. It's been updone. I love it. But it's from Friday, September the 30th to Sunday, the 2nd of October. So that October long weekend. And earlier on in the week, you'll have the Junior Murray Carnival. I believe registrations for teams are closed, but I know if you go to our Facebook page and you check out our website, message them and see if you can get an individual registration and join a team, because there's heaps of teams up for grabs, you know, for the premiership. But speaking of, you know, the premiership and the champions, that is Perga Wagtails. Now, they have such a dominant team, and they've always been in competition to win for as long as I've been playing, for the last few years here. But Wes Conlon, their captain, often, you know, he's a veteran of the game from out Ipswich Jets ways. But he leads the Perga Wagtails, which he led them to the carnival win last year. And Tamika Upton, one of our Deadly Choices ambassadors, sits down with Wes and has a little yarn about, you know, what's he looking forward to and what the carnival means to him. So take a listen.
Following the back-to-back success at the Queensland Murray Carnival, how hard do you think it'll be to defend your title this year?
Yeah, it's not easy. But every time coming in playing. I don't play to win. We've never played to go in and win. We just have fun, and off the back of that comes success. I think the way Blackfellas play footy, when there's no stress, when it's just, you know, out there to have a deadly time, that's when the magic happens. And that's what we've seen over our journey.
Benny Barber goes again. Yeah, the little dummy, and they fell for it. Straight through. Put him down for two tries. Still on the attack. Berger, go out the left-hand side, through the hands.
Oh, that's a great try.
And they needed that try too. Referee points to the spot.
You just spoke about getting the family together, and how's the sort of passion with the Berger Wagtails when you guys get together?
Yeah, it's really good. We all, you know, live in different parts of the state and, you know, in New South. But getting together again with the mob, letting our kids see each other as well and create that connection, and also sharing that with other mob at these events, the QMC, such a big one, is so important. It's important to reconnect and find that, you know, culture and love for one another, because we live so busy lives with work and a lot of other things. It's good to have something like this that's run yearly. We've evolved so much and came so far. And it shows within the NRL system with our young fellas pushing through, making these teams. Also in the statewide comp, it's so deadly to see black fellas shining on the big stage. And that comes from, you know, these grassroots events and the little fellas coming up, seeing their idols play and be so, you know, talented and instill that belief in these young fellas. That's the most important thing.
Berger Wagtails. Still through the hands. Little grubber kick doesn't work, but picked up cleanly there by the man, Wes Conlon. He was on the spot. Now you can't take that away from him.
Good on him.
And it's not only on the field, but also off the field, just to show them that, you know, we are more than, we are deadly, you know, and it's what we do as, you know, a whole, not just rugby league, but outside of rugby league, the people we are, the choices we make, like deadly choices in life, that really, you know, push us forward, and I see us advancing so much.
Hi, it's Petro Sivanasivi here, Deadly Choices Ambassador, and you're listening to DC Radio.
Hey, Too Deadly there with Tamika Upton and Wes Conlon, the Berger Wagtails captain and definitely one of the leaders on the field. And Berger, as I said before, won the Queensland Murray Carnival last year. And, you know, that, as Wes mentioned, it's not about the wins. It's about coming together and just playing your best footy and, you know, doing something that's good for your health, both your mind and body. But I'm your host, Sinead Clements, here on the Deadly Choices show on the Triple A Murray Country Station. But now we're going to go to a bit more music, and we'll be back very soon.
Well, I was sitting, waiting, wishing you believed in superstitions, then maybe you'd see the signs. But Lord knows that this world is cruel, and I ain't the Lord, no, I'm just a fool, and I'm loving somebody, don't make them love you. Must I always be waiting, waiting on you? Must I always be playing, playing your fool? I sing your songs, I dance your dance, I gave your friends all a chance. Putting up with them wasn't worth never having you. Oh, maybe you've been through this before, but it's my first time, so please ignore the next few lines, cause they're directed at you. I can't always be waiting, waiting on you. I can't always be playing, playing your fool. I keep playing your part, but it's not my scene. Want this plot to twist, I've had enough mystery. Building it up, but then you're shooting me down. But I'm already down. I was in your position, I'd put down all my ammunition. I'd wonder why it'd taken me so long. But Lord knows that I'm not you, and if I was, I wouldn't be so cruel. Cause waiting on love ain't so easy to do. Must I always be waiting, waiting on you? Must I always be playing, playing your fool? No, I can't always be waiting, waiting on you. I can't always be playing, playing your fool.
To learn about life and how his people lost their way. He was very stubborn, he was just a child, and now his life is mystified.
Da 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 da.
This is Triple A Murray Country, the Deadly Choices Show. And I'm your girl, your host, Sinead Clements. That was actually Jack Johnson, Sitting, Waiting, Wishing, one of my faves, and the Deadly Emily Warramutta, who did a cover of Black Boy. And fun fact is they're going to be touring at the end of this year, which is an awesome gig for Em, and I'm so excited. I can't wait to see it. So now we have Dr. Richard Mills joining via the phone, and he's going to have a little yarn to us about COVID and how we keep safe from it, as well as the flu. How you going, Dr. Richard?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Sinead, and thanks very much for having me back on the show.
Yeah, always deadly to have a yarn. Now, the flu's running a bit rampant, and I've talked to a few mob who said the flu kind of knocked them around a bit more than COVID did. What should we be keeping in mind when it comes to the flu?
Yeah, well, winter's definitely here, isn't it? And the flu has been running around rampant the last couple of weeks, and we are still expecting numbers to increase for at least another couple more weeks. So, yeah, your listeners are going to still have family, friends, work colleagues affected by the flu, and hopefully they've all got their flu jabs completed for this year. You've still got time to get one, but we are going to see the flu peaking in the next couple of weeks. And as I've mentioned previously on this segment, it takes a couple of weeks to get full protection from flu vaccine. So if you've been delaying it, then probably now is the time to come forward and get it, because we are going to see those numbers continuing to increase and then slowly decrease over the second half of July and then into August, and then continue to see an increase in the number of flu cases over the next few weeks, seeing a peak probably mid-July, and then a slow decrease through the remainder of July and into August. And then we've got some other sub-variants, some new sub-variants of COVID, which have arrived in Queensland now, and they're spreading more rapidly than the previous sub-variants. So look out for reinfection and new infections of COVID, and we'll probably see a peak of those in August. So it's a really good time now if you've been delaying your flu vaccination, if you've been thinking about getting your COVID booster but not quite got round to it, then now's a really good time to be getting those vaccinations. If you're not sure whether you're eligible for a COVID booster, then please get in touch with your local community controlled health service. We can look it up and we can check your eligibility. There's lots of different criteria for different age groups, but if you're in one of those high risk groups, certainly if you're over 50 or if you've got a long term medical condition and you haven't had your winter booster, then please come forward now. We really want to get people vaccinated to make sure that they don't end up seriously unwell or in hospital from these new sub variants of COVID. Mm. And of course, the other point to make, I would really like to emphasise the importance of those antiviral treatments. So we've got two antiviral treatments that have been available for a couple of months now, and we're not seeing enough prescribing or enough people receiving those treatments compared to what we believe will be necessary to kind of help prevent people ending up seriously unwell. So these antiviral treatments, they're extremely effective. They have very few side effects. They're reserved for the people who are at highest risk, so Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people over the age of 50, and those with multiple risk factors, including being under-vaccinated for COVID. And we do need to start those treatments within the first 5 days of onset of symptoms. So that means, you know, if you've got symptoms, it's probably not just the cold. You can't assume that. And if it is COVID, we need to know about it as soon as possible. So if you haven't got rat tests, then get some in, or give MobLink a call and they can let you have some rat tests to have in for you and your family to use, those rapid antigen tests. Or if you develop symptoms, give MobLink a call or your local Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Service so that we can get you tested sooner rather than later. And if you're eligible for those antivirus treatments, then we can get them started because we know they're very effective, and we've got lots of good news stories about people who've had them and who've benefited from them. So it's a good yarn to have.
Yeah, right.
And definitely one that we'd like to know if you're developing symptoms, and certainly if you're testing, doing the home testing for COVID and testing positive, and you realise you're in one of those higher risk groups, then please get in touch.
That's it. That's Dr. Richard just reminding us all to make sure we get in touch with our local community-controlled health service to make sure we're up to date with anything that's going on, just like those tests there. But, you know, there's always incentives happening. What's our incentive right now for, you know, our flu jabs and our vaccines?
Yeah, so we were always talking about incentives and trying to keep them fresh. We know that the shirts are probably the biggest factor really in helping people to focus on those different screening preventive activities, and of course also coming forward for your annual health check. And at the moment we've got a vaccination promotion, so any jab, any shirt. So if you're eligible for one of those COVID boosters, or if you're under vaccinated for COVID, then please come forward for your COVID jab. You can get yourself a shirt. And also, if you're eligible for your flu vaccination at the same time, then you're eligible for a second shirt. So you can bag yourself two shirts at the same time by coming forward for that any jab, any shirt promotion that's happening at the moment across the Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Services in Southeast Queensland. And, of course, we've got some other merchandise as well. So we've got the beanies, we've got the bucket hats, we've got scarves, we've got socks, we've got shorts, we've got all kinds of other merchandise there. So if your local clinic has them and you come forward for your vaccine, then you can take the pick whether you'd like those or whether you'd like a shirt.
Yeah, awesome, awesome. Well, thank you for having a yarn with us, Dr. Richard. It's always a pleasure to have to get your advice and make sure we're keeping up to date with all the things we need to look after ourselves, particularly in these colder months. But we'll let you go.
Thanks very much for having me again, and talk to you next time.
Well, it's Triple A, Murray Country, your mob, and I'm your host, Sinead Clements. This is the Deadly Choices Show. We always kick it here on Triple A every Wednesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. And you know what? To be involved in anything we do, like the Queensland Murray Carnival and the Junior Murray Carnival, and right now we have the QUT and Deadly Choices Netball Carnival for our younger and senior sisters as well there. There's also the Indigenous Nationals happening, the University Nationals, which we had a yarn to Ricky last week about that and seeing what they're doing, bringing mob together from universities all over the country, which I've got some fond memories there, I'll tell you what. But, you know, to be involved in whatever we do, you have to be up to date with your 715 health check. Now, if you needed that reminder and that, you know, kick in the backside to get that health check, here it is, because it's so important that we keep up to date with our health. And that anything that's happening in our body, that we get onto it early. And preventative health is the way to be. So make sure you call your local health service, which you can find where, you know, a Deadly Choices participating health services at www.deadlychoices.com.au, and go into the link there to find a clinic near you. And like Dr. Richard said, it's so important right now to keep on top of that, particularly with this with these nasty viruses hanging around. It seems like there's one after another, but it's so, you know, it's important that we stay on top of that. And remember that, you know, your mental health is just as important, if not more sometimes, than your physical health, because, yeah, a lot starts in the mind first, and we got to make sure we're not overloading and we're not overwhelming ourselves, because stress can cause you to be sick as well. But we also have the AFL's Nines coming up, the Nines Day, which is one of our brand new events with our partnership with the Lions, Brisbane Lions too. So hopefully we'll hear from them next week. But remember, there's things like good quick tucker. You get a few new mad recipes there that are healthy for you. Deadly Kindies play groups. There's Deadly Choices Fit, so DC Fit, where you can work out from your living room, which I know I'm doing more of now because it's too cold to run out and about. But there's also Pearls of Wisdom podcasts and so much more on our Deadly Choices Carson's Facebook page. So go to our Facebook page or our Instagram page and give us a like and a follow and keep up to date with everything that we're doing. But that's me, your mob, for our Wednesday night. Make sure you stay rugged up and stay warm and keep making them deadly choices. But until then, I'll catch you next week.
Deadly Choices Radio. A show encouraging mob to make healthy choices, from stop smoking, eating good food, exercising daily, and getting a health check for themselves and their family. Featuring Deadly Choices ambassadors, the Healthy Lifestyle Mob, and many more. So tune in to Deadly Choices after 6 p.m. each Wednesday and on demand on AAA Murray Country. Here we go.